In terms of fulvestrant, now we have the initial results from the EFFECT trial being presented. Can you describe what that trial looked at and what's being seen?
Well, that trial compared fulvestrant versus exemestane after failure of previous aromatase inhibitors. So it was given second or third line in advanced disease, or you could go in after you've had an aromatase inhibitor as an adjuvant. And so the response rate was identical. The clinical benefit rate was identical between the two arms of that study, about a 20% response rate in each arm. I think it just indicates the difficulty of doing these studies because 80% of those patients were non-contributory. And it's difficult to see a difference, I think, even if there is a difference when you only get 20% responding. And so there could be a serious problem with a type 2 error there. Either way, either exemestane is better than fulvestrant or fulvestrant is better than exemestane. But as it stands at the moment from that trial, there's no difference. So if you want to give a simple treatment, you give exemestane. If you want to give a difficult treatment, you give the injections of fulvestrant.
Can you talk about the other studies, and particularly the SOFIA trial and what they're looking at?
The FACT and the SWOG study are looking at the combination of anastrozole and fulvestrant versus anastrozole alone after failure of ASAM, such as tamoxifen. And these studies are crucially important. Angela Brody has data suggesting that the combination of letrozole and Fasodex and fulvestrant is highly effective in her MCF7 aromatase gene transfected immune deprived mouse tumor model. So that in that model, fulvestrant delays tumors for a certain period of time, letrozole for a certain period of time, but when you put both together, you don't get tumors. And those are the only data that we have that the combination of a SERD, a selective estrogen receptor downregulator, and an aromatase inhibitor might be good together. As we know from the ATTACK trial that a SERM and aromatase inhibitor are no good together, but the SERD may be different. So these three trials, that's the SWOG, the FACT, and SOFIA, are crucially important to the further development of fulvestrant. They will show whether the combination of an AI plus fulvestrant is better than an AI alone in advanced disease. Both SWOG and the FACT trial are doing just that. The SOFIA trial is different. It's a three-arm study. It's exemestane versus fulvestrant plus an AI. So that will give another look at whether the fulvestrant is better than exemestane, but it'll also give another look at whether the combination is better than a single agent. The only difference between this trial and the other two trials is that the patients would have been on an AI just before going on to fulvestrant. And the idea is that you go on to fulvestrant by itself or you continue the AI with fulvestrant, because there is this question of whether fulvestrant is the right dose and would it work in the presence of the increased estrogen that you would have if you came off the AI for advanced disease. And so that's what this trial is trying to examine, whether maintaining a low estrogen is beneficial for fulvestrant effect.